I want to welcome us again. I'm really wondering, like I said on Thursday, if you joined the Thursday Bible study we had, where on this earth did the time go? We're already in the seventh month of 2022. That is amazing. And thinking about the seventh month, you know, the Bible talks about God resting on the seventh day. But then last month, we were looking at God's time and God's seasons. I don't think I can hear you. Yeah, just raise it up. God's time and God's season. Inasmuch as God does not necessarily work with our own chronological human calendar, there are still some significant things about our chronological calendar. For example, I was discussing with someone yesterday, and the person told me about the number 33. That somehow that number 33 has stayed with them for so long. And he said the number 33, because when we count 1, 2, 3, you know, you get to 33. And he said number 33 began to kind of make significant significance to them. So, for example, Jeremiah 33 and 3. Who knows what's in Jeremiah 33 and 3? Anybody? Let me see if any of the children know. Jeremiah 33 and 3. All right, turn your Bible and let's go to Jeremiah 33 and 3. Just, you want to say something? Did you know it? All right, if you have seen it, or if they can display it on the screen, Jeremiah 33 and 3. Can we all read it together if it's on the screen? Is he on the screen yet? All right, one, two, go, everybody. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. What version is on the screen? Sorry, I can't see the screen. The New King James. Let's read it two more times. One more time. Two more times. One, two, go. Call unto me, and I will answer you, which you do not know. One more time. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So that's number 33. Can somebody else give us the significance when you hear 33? What comes to mind again about the number 33? Is anybody in here? I know some people don't like revealing their age. Well, God delivered me. When I turned 30, I started revealing my age to people. Is anyone in here and you're 33 years old and you're bold about it? Okay? Because I wanted to bless you if you owned up. All right? So please come celebrate these ladies. Wow, there are even three of them. There goes my money. My money goes. I didn't know you were three. All right, please, let's pray for these three wonderful ladies. There's a man, you are 33 years old, but you are not out, so you won't get money. You see now, see what? See how word of knowledge operates. See how word of knowledge operates. It looks like we're joking. All right, let's stretch our hands to these four wonderful people. Four is the number of balance. Thus saith the Lord, he will begin to balance things in your life. Things that seem out of balance. Things that seem out of sync. In the name of Jesus, we agree as touching this Rhema word. This Rhema word. At the age of 33, the Lord fulfilled his ministry. earthly ministry. In the name of Jesus, we pray fulfillment into your life as things begin to balance, things that were out of shape, as they begin to come into sync. In the name of Jesus, fulfillment, fulfillment. You will start fulfilling the very purpose for which you were created, born into this earth. And in the name of Jesus, your life will be a testimonial of fulfillment. You will start getting fulfilled in life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We seal this by the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit, as you will execute this speedily in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm still searching for my... since you came out, 10 pounds. But it's beyond the 10 pounds, okay? It's just beyond it. Okay? Please celebrate them and celebrate my brother. Yeah. I hope you come and play football with us tomorrow. Amen. All right. I want us to see that song, I See His Favor, Everywhere I Go. Okay, I'll see the four of you after the service. Please don't be shy to come to me. All right, don't say, oh no, I don't. It's not the money I'm giving you. It's the blessing. There's something I'm releasing into your life. All right, God gave us a word for July: see and become. See and become. Somebody say, see and become. See, right? You become what you see. You become what you see. And we're not talking about what you see physically, but what you see on the inside of you. That is what you are becoming. You see, things can be going on in a different direction around you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's what you are becoming. What you see yourself becoming on the inside is what your life will start becoming on the outside. So, I want us to, we learned this song a while ago, and it's just coming back. I want us to memorize it again and sing it again. So, please, where's Samuel? Samuel, you know I will need you. What are you doing there? What are you becoming? What are you seeing, Mike? All right. The lyrics, the words of the song says, I see his favor everywhere I go. My needs are granted through the hands of the nations. The nations talks about people, and people from every nation. It says, carefully treated everywhere I go. Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected, I'm assisted, and I'm so grateful to God. It's just the favor of the Lord. I see his favor everywhere I go. So we're going to sing the song. We're just going to sing it a couple of times. We'll memorize it now, and then we'll sing it at the end of the service again. All right, please, I need one or two people in the choir to join me. So it goes like this. I see his favor. Is that my key?
Everywhere I go. My needs are granted through the hands of the nations. Carefully treated everywhere I go. Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected, I'm assisted, and I'm so grateful to God. It's just the favor.
Just learn it. I see his favor. Don't drum yet. My needs are granted through the hands of the nations. Carefully treated everywhere I go. Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected. I'm so grateful to God. It's just. Let's learn it one more time. I see his face.
favor everywhere I go. My needs are granted through the hands of the nation, carefully treated everywhere I go. Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected, I'm assisted, and I'm so grateful to God.
All right, I want the children under 11 years old. Children under 11. Let's go. I see his
favor everywhere I go. My needs are granted through the hands of the nation.
Please give me mics. Give me mics.
Carefully.
We need mics. We need mics in this service.
Everywhere
just spread it.
I go.
Yeah?
Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected. I'm assisted.
And
I'm so grateful to God. It's just the favor.
Please let's celebrate our children. Come on, come on, come on. It's his family. Family service. Hey, where's that applause coming from? All right.
Yes.
Oh, she was the one singing.
Yes.
Come on. All right, we celebrate you. You will see favor everywhere you go. Amen. All right. The song is Faster Than That. So if you don't mind, let's rise to our feet. And we're going to take it with the tempo. So this is the tempo. I see his favor everywhere I go. I need to grant it to the hands of the nations. Carefully treated everywhere I go. Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected. I'm assisted. I'm so grateful to God.
Shaded by the people around me. I'm respected. I'm assisted. I'm so grateful to God. It's just the favor of the Lord.
It's just the favor of God.
It's just the favor of the Lord.
It's just the favor of God.
It's just the favor of the Lord.
It's just the favor of God.
It's just the favor of
I'm assisted by all.
It's just the favor of the Lord.
I'm loved by all.
It's just the favor of the Lord.
It's just the favor of God.
It's just the favor of the Lord.
It's just the favor of God.
It's just
one more time, I see his favor. I see his favor
everywhere I go.
My needs are granted to the hands of the nations. Carefully treated
everywhere I go.
Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected.
I'm assisted.
One more time. It's just
the favor of the Lord.
I see his favor.
Everywhere I go,
my needs are granted
through the hands of the nation. Carefully treated
everywhere I go.
Loved, appreciated by the people around me. I'm respected,
I'm assisted,
and I'm so grateful to God.
He's
just the favor of the Lord.
Come on, clap. Celebrate the favor of the Lord. Amen. All right, please, you may be seated. Father, we thank you because you surround the righteous. We, your righteousness in Christ Jesus, you surround us with favor like a shield. We are thanking you for your favor, mercy, goodness that flows to us just because of your hand upon us, because we bear your name. We thank you for doors, everlasting doors, gates that are opened because of your name that we bear, that we carry. Lord, in the simplicity of your word, speak to us again. Open our eyes to see what you're saying. Open our eyes to see what you're thinking. And Lord, open our eyes to see, just as you see, that we see what you, O Lord, are saying. And Lord, I pray as you have shown me, as you showed me, Lord, I pray that you will show everyone what you're communicating to us today, even to the youngest child in this auditorium and those watching online at home. I pray you open the eyes of our understanding as you turn our hearts into a good ground, like you transform the heart of kings. May your word in its simplicity bring light, understanding, healing, and deliverance. And may your word never return to you void until your word prospers in our lives, in our hearts, in our circumstances. Until your word brings that which you want to accomplish, thank you for your favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So our July theme, which we'll be running with throughout this month, is See and Become. Somebody say, See and Become. Please say one more time, See and Become. Please, if you are under 11 years old, say, See and Become. Thank you, children. That is why I wanted you in here today. Right, so this morning while I was waiting, like I said, I've learned to wait. And what do I mean by wait? When you are praying and you come before God, you know, we're always quick to want to tell God how we feel, what we want, what we need. But you see, prayer is a dialogue like we have been learning. I believe and I'm very convinced that God wants to speak to us more than we want to speak to him. That's why God loves our presence when we come into his presence. That's what I mean. That is why God loves us, and it's more of an instruction that we should always pray. In other words, always talk to God. Just come and talk to God, and God wants to talk. And even he was speaking somewhere in the book of Isaiah that you can even come to me and reason with me. That is how much God takes it personal with us. We can come and reason. Come and negotiate. Talk to God. He's your father. He's your daddy. That's the revelation Jesus brought to us about Jesus. I mean, about his father, about God. You know, I know that some of us, like I was discussing with a friend, and he was telling me, you know, the kind of generation is, you know, this my friend is like my age mate. He said, you know, the way our fathers were, the generation of our fathers. He said, our own fathers, somehow, he said, he doesn't understand that generation. They don't say sorry. And sadly, they passed that anointing to our generation also. But then he was telling me, do you realize that, have I noticed that our own children and the children and the new generation, they will even demand that you say sorry. they will tell you you are wrong and tell you you should say sorry. Daddy, just apologize. Now, we may see it as rude, especially if you belong to my generation or belong to the generation before me. Why should a child be apologizing? I mean, why should you, as the father, be apologizing to your children? You know, you should be infallible. You should never be wrong. But you see, these are the wrong values as fathers that we can pass to our children. One of the greatest and earliest things we parents should pass to our children is gratitude. You give them something and then you teach them to say what? Thank you. That's one of the first words a child should speak. Thank you. Because God demands gratitude. God demands that we give thanks. The Bible even says, in everything we should give thanks. It says, this is the will of God. You know, I used to say this, that I never used to care if whether people say thank you to me or not. That after all, I'm not doing things for people so that they can thank me. Until one day the Spirit of God corrected me. Who do I think I am? Even God demands thank you. So who are you? So I changed my message. I've been preaching that message for years. I don't care if you say thank you or not. And I realized that that's a spirit of ingratitude. And that's a spirit that Jesus, well, through Paul, writing to Timothy, warned about these last days. He said that in these last days, people will be unthankful. We live in sadly, an entitlement culture. People must demand that you must do something for them as if you are their creator. And if you don't do it, they fall out with you. Like somebody sent me a text recently. I was very angry. Just lambasting me that I didn't help them. And I was thinking, coach, if only this guy knows what I'm going through now. If only he knows what I'm going through, he won't be sending this kind of text to me. I felt like replying the person and lambasting them, doctor. But I just held back. But you see, sadly, because of that spirit of ingratitude, I'm taking my time now to communicate with the person. Same thing with God, people. When we don't have the spirit of gratitude, just have an entitlement mentality. Just say thank you. You woke up in the morning. You're breathing. Let everything that has breath, the Bible says to praise the Lord. Just say thank you. Let's learn to say thank you. Somebody's posting online, thank you. I wouldn't mention your name, but you say it reminds me of the time Daniel came to report my dad to me. That grandpa had and sent him on an errand without saying please and thank you after. So the children of this generation, your grandpa sent you and you're telling you didn't say please. And then after you ran the errand, he didn't say thank you. But that's actually a very good attitude we should imbibe in our children. You know, respect and gratitude. All right? But the good thing is, yeah, that I had to explain to my dad that this is the right thing. And now, he's mindful. Glory be to God. Please, can you look at somebody beside you, whether they are older than you, younger than you, whether they are your spouse? Maybe you came, before you came to the side, you are not talking. Can you just say thank you to them? Even if it's thank you for not talking to me since morning. Since we woke up today, thank you for not talking to me. I'm still grateful. I'm not looking at spouses. Please say it again. I will look. Please say thank you to your spouse now. Okay, somebody say, but you are not saying it to your wife. Thank you, Wura. We have been talking since morning, haven't we? Okay. All right. Thank you. But that's not the message. The message is this. Children, this is where I need you now. Children 11 and under. Now, I saw something this morning while I was waiting before God. And I've learned to wait before I come for the service to just try to listen. What is God saying and what does God want me to say? And Isaiah chapter 60, people. I saw Isaiah chapter 60, Andrew, in a way I've never seen it before. So come with me to Isaiah chapter 60. I will read from verse 1 to 7. I think you've got the New King James Version. That would be wonderful, media team. Please, we're all going to read it together. Everybody. It's a family service, so let's engage everybody. All right? Let's just engage everybody. Don't worry, I will soon get out of the way. Is it on the screen? Okay, everybody, we are going to read everybody. I almost said every bagger. I don't know where we got that slang from when we were growing up. Isaac, the way you're looking at me, have you heard every bagger before? You've not. Okay, you are too young. iPad generation. All right, are we ready? Are we ready, Isaac? Okay, let's read. One, two, go. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Verse 3. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. And verse 4. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Verse 5. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Verse 6. The multitudes of camels shall cover your land, and the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. And verse 7 is where we're going. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. Please, everybody, clap for yourself already. Clap. Clap. Now, this is what I saw that I've never seen since I've been reading this. And you will notice that this is actually where we take our daily declaration from. Is that correct? All right. Now, between verse 1 and verse 5, I see the word see about 3 times. All right? The first one is in verse, let me see now, verse 2. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Verse 4. Now says, lift up your eyes all around and see. Please, are you displaying? Okay, thank you. And then verse number, let's see, 5. Let's go. Then you shall see and become radiant. That's where the word for July came. See and become. Now, what did I see this morning? I saw a stage. And on the stage, how many of us are, oh yeah, I remember what I wanted us to do. Please, where are the spotlights? Please, can we switch off these lights and switch these spotlights on me? All right? Because I want to demonstrate. There's only one spotlight today. I forgot to tell the people setting up. Can you switch off this light and bring this spotlight on me? You don't know where to switch the lights off from? And switch this on so that at least the camera can still, thank you. Switch off everything. I hope Go and bring the second light. If you can. Can this light go off too? Because it is important we see. Can they still see me at home? Because of that spotlight. Now, imagine this spotlight is coming from, usually it's coming from above. Now, is darkness in this room? Please answer me. Is darkness in this room? Okay. Now, I want to show us different pictures. What I heard this morning is, see, God's spotlight is on you. See, God's spotlight is on you. Please give me that next image. This is the image of, if you go to a theater, this is what I saw this morning. Yeah, please, that next image of a stage. Now, what can you see? Please, I need, please, can I have microphones just flying around? There's one there. Where are the others? Right, I need people to respond, okay? All right, here's Tolu now. So I'm just going to be asking you, what do you see? Okay, maybe Tolu will work with me. I need someone there, and I need another child, and I need an adult also. Adults. All right, so Tolu, what can you see? No, just describe the picture, not what I wrote.
I can see three lights pointing at a spot on a stage.
Okay, you can see three lights on a stage.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. God's spotlight is on you. I'm going to show you another picture. The next picture and the next statement says, are you ready? That's a typo. Are you ready to get on the stage? You see, this is what I heard, that when a spotlight is beamed on a stage, usually that spotlight is on who? On the actor. Okay, Noah, please give Noah a microphone. Noah is a professional actor. I spent money on him. I and the government spend money on him. Okay, so now from time to time.
Yes.
So when the spotlight comes on a stage, it is to spotlight
either one actor or if there are multiple actors on stage.
Okay, so the spotlight is to pick out the actor,
an individual, yes,
on stage. Now this is what I heard, that God's spotlight is on you, is on me. The light of God has picked you. You are now on stage. You know, when we entered 2022, there is a word, a theme we are running with throughout this year. I'm wondering who remembers what it is. Manifesting. Yes? Please give Mike, we have more mics than one. Please, we have use all the mics in the house. Please, use all the mics. The children are here and we need to engage everybody. All right? She's raised up her hand there. So what's the reoccurring word this month? I mean this year, when we entered 2022?
Manifesting the presence of God on the earth.
Manifesting
the presence of God on
the presence.
Earth.
Is it the presence? Manifesting the glory of God. You're right. Because when you're manifesting the glory of God, you are carrying God's presence. So you're right in a way, Dabira. So now God wants you, God wants me to manifest. And the way he helps us to manifest is by putting his, what's going on? I bind that, whatever it is, today that we're using pictures. Anyway, do you still have that picture on your mind of the stage and the lights? So God the way he wants you to manifest is he will now put his spotlight on you. Isaiah chapter 60 now says what? Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon you. So you have been put on stage. Please, can you make it bigger? Is it possible? So the light is on you and is on the actor. All right, Noah, get the microphone again. So once the mic picks, once the light picks the actor,
yes.
What should the actor do?
That is where the actor performs.
The actor is now expected to perform what they were put on stage for. Listen, you are put on this earth to manifest, to perform what God created you for. And this year, God is saying, please, I am telling us we are in the last days. The whole world, the whole of creation is waiting for you to perform. It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that's why God has now put his spotlight on you. All right. So when the spotlight is on the actor and is now expected to
perform.
Okay. And if the actor does not perform, can you just tell us some things that might likely happen?
Well, they'll get in
Please
trouble.
Give him volume. Let them hear him as loud as they're hearing me. Yes, go on.
They'll probably get in trouble with the director for not remembering their lines.
Okay. They will probably get in trouble with the director because they are not performing. Yeah, possible.
When a spotlight is on you, it's also added pressure because everywhere else is dark and the only thing that's seen is you.
Every other place is dark and the only thing that is seen is you. So when God's spotlight is upon you, it doesn't mean that there is no darkness around. But the spotlight is there because God has equipped you to perform. Do you know what Isaiah 60 says? Gross darkness shall cover the earth. But, let me read it. I don't want to just quote it out of context. That same Isaiah. It says, for behold, the darkness will cover the earth. The deep darkness, the people. But the Lord will do what? Arise on you and his glory shall be seen. Just keep that picture up. So the spotlight is now on you. God's light, God's glory. If you don't perform, you get in trouble with the director.
And it's also a very high pressure situation because okay. The lights are on you. So you can crack under pressure.
Okay, you can also crack under pressure.
And fumble your lines.
And fumble your lines. Okay, he's talking professional. We didn't plan this. This is completely unscripted. Okay? And under pressure, you fumble your lines. Let's say you don't even perform. Let's say you don't remember your lines. And the light is upon you. And you still don't. What is likely going to happen? Wait, let somebody else try and answer that. They've put you on stage. They've equipped you. You see, the beauty of God is that God will never put you under pressure. God will actually ease the pressure. That's why he gives us the comforter to make it easier. So, the light is on you. You're meant to perform. You don't perform. You don't say your lines. What is likely going to happen? Yes, there's a child at the back there. Give her the microphone. What could happen?
You might lose your job.
You might lose your job. Okay?
Yeah.
People won't like the show.
People won't like the show. Maybe people will walk out of the show. Yes, give Tolu the microphone. We're coming back to you. You are the professional.
You will get embarrassed.
You get embarrassed. Yes. Lovely answers from these children. Please, there's a child here. Please move fast. Come on. How many mics? We've got like 5 mics in this place. Let's utilize them. 5 people with 5 mics. We create solutions and solve problems, guys. Yes.
The light will be taken out of you.
Please clap for her. That's what the professional too wanted to say. Hey, perform. Hey, forgotten. The switch of the light. In the name of Jesus, your light will not go.
Amen.
I am calling us. This is both an instructive and a warning. If you are not manifesting the glory of God, if you are not manifesting what God has called you out, created you for, light will go off. Our sister there shared a wonderful testimony on the prayer altar. And I'm going to say something about the prayer altar. We were led to start a prayer altar January this year. And I thought it was just going to be for a few days, 6 p.m. every day. Started with my wife, Inkem, her husband, and then slowly, 6 p.m., we were praying. We've been praying every 6 p.m. God's been speaking to us, teaching us so many things, a lot of testimonies, miracles. I'm telling you that we have never seen before happening on that prayer altar. Every day, 6 p.m. You don't need to gather in a place, just stay where you are. Go online. Technology has made life so simple that it's so simple that we can lose it and miss it. Now, our sister there, I'm not going to mention her name, she was diagnosed. I'm sure she doesn't mind. Okay? Let me try and share your story. With something that was serious, a medical condition, and could border on life and death. I think she said something like she was praying, "Oh God, I don't want to die. God, I don't want to die." And it was like, sorry, this is Revised Standard Version. My wife said I should let you speak. It was like trying to convince God why she doesn't want to die. And it was like, you know, as if she was being told that, "What are you doing here? What's your use?" Give her the mic. Okay? Why should I keep you alive? Over to you.
Yes. You're right.
Volume.
And I just...
It's your husband that is behind the microphone and he's not putting it on.
Husband, please.
Yes, it's your
volume,
husband.
Please.
Husband, man.
Yes, and I just couldn't think of one thing I was doing for God that could actually point to say, "God, please just keep me alive because of this."
Because of this. Lord, she was praying, "God, keep me alive," because, and she couldn't find anything.
Not even one.
Not even one.
No.
Can you imagine, you are praying a life and death situation and matter, "God, I don't want to die." And it's like, "Okay, give me a reason why you should still remain here. Go on."
So I couldn't. And I just kept stammering. I was trying to remember and I just couldn't think of one thing.
And mind you, she has a husband and she's got 4 children. You see, God forbid, people. See, if your light goes out, do you know life will continue?
Mm-hmm.
God will give your children another mother. God will give your husband another... Have you noticed that men, when their wives die, they marry quickly? Lord, have mercy on men. You know, we were doing Father's Day the other day. Just some very harsh truths, people. Let's value one another. Yes, go on. You couldn't find a reason.
I couldn't. Then I tried going through the roots of my children. I was like, okay, maybe.
She tried going through the roots of her children. I love that one. Go on. What now happened?
And it just dawned on me that, you know, they will get even someone better than me. Someone that will be a mother, not just maybe a teacher or a maybe the hairdresser or cleaner, someone that would, you know, be the mother. So I just had to repent there because there was nothing.
Please, is she loud enough? Are you sure? You can hear at the back there. Please, can you hear online? Just type. Are you online?
There was nothing. I went down the route of my husband to that. Oh, how will this man cope?
How will he get another woman?
I was like, no. There's a way God does things. You know, I just had to repent. I couldn't think of one thing. I kept stammering. I just couldn't get one thing. So it was there. I just had to repent, and I had to change my prayer.
When you say you repented, tell us what you mean.
I told God to forgive me because I knew I wasn't doing what I was meant to do. I wasn't doing what He actually put me in this world to do.
Did you hear that? Go on.
So I just had to repent, and I started looking in words, and I just told God, please, just give me another chance. I just promised this time around I would do what I'm supposed
to
do.
I
would do what You created me to do.
And people, whatever growth or whatever it is that was found in her, specialists, whatever, on that prayer altar, it disappeared.
Disappeared, yeah.
Just give God the glory. Give God the glory. She found a reason to be alive. And God preserved her life. Disappeared. Please, let's bow our heads. Lord, whatever You created me for, in case I don't know, please just help me to see why I am on this earth. Please, even if you are a child and you can just comprehend that there's a reason why you're on this earth. Lord, even if I don't know why, please just show me so that I can start living before my light goes off. Lord, I just don't want to be occupying space and become a waste of space. Your spotlight is on me, and I'm meant to perform. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. In the name of Jesus. Please pray. Open my eyes. Three things we're going to be praying for the next, I think, 11 days. Our general overseer has declared a prayer and fasting. I'm just telling us if you can't pray, but focus on these three things. The Holy Spirit told me to tell us we are going to be praying every day for the next 11 days. Lord, open my eyes to see these three things. What you are thinking, that's what God is thinking. What you, God, are saying, because if the media team can type this. And thirdly, what You are seeing. In other words, God should open my eyes to see what God is thinking about me. God should open my eyes to see what God is saying to me and what God is seeing about me. Thinking, saying, and seeing. You know, one of the thoughts of God, the Bible says His thoughts towards you are thoughts of good, not evil. To give you a future, to give you a hope, to bring you to an expected end. God never thinks evil about anybody. By the grace of God, next week, if God permits, I will show us some things God was showing me again. But I don't want us to go too deep today. Lord, open my eyes to see what You are thinking of me. Open my eyes to see what You are saying about me. And open my eyes to see what You are seeing about me. Thinking, saying, seeing. Just open my eyes. Open my eyes. says, when you see, you become. When I see what God is thinking about me, I will become it. When I see what God is saying about me, I will become it. When I see what God is seeing, I will also become. It says, thou shalt see and become. Father, this is our prayer. We just prayed as simple as you gave it to me. And Lord, as we begin to pray, I thank you for our eyes of understanding are open. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please don't forget those three prayers. We're going on the prayer altar this evening, 6 p.m. We're praying every day, 6 p.m. Join. The Zoom details are always there. If you don't have it, just link and let us pray. If the light goes off, it's because the actor. Okay, all right, finally, I want to show us these pictures. And children, this is where I need you. Next picture, please. All right, so what's the next picture? What do you see? Please give them the mic. I need the people with the mic running around now. Come on, Dr. Lucky. Solve problems. Create solutions. Ara, give it to my prophet. What can you see?
Location.
Talk, speak into the mic. Okay, I think it's not ready.
You can see. I can't see a man.
Okay, we can see a man. Thank you very much. Who else? Please, next person, quickly. Let's go to the left, to the right, to the back. Quickly. What can you see?
I can see a little boy under a spotlight.
Okay, you can see a little boy under spotlight. He can see a man, you can see a boy. All right? Yes, Andrew.
I can see a boy under a spotlight on the stage.
Okay, you can see a boy under spotlight on the stage. Thank you. Next picture. That's fine. So the boy is on the spotlight. Okay, you want to say something else?
I can see a boy standing on a stage while a light from a window or somewhere is shining.
Sorry, I can't hear that.
I can see a light shining on a boy.
Thank you. I think we can. Yeah, let's have a quiet moment now. Thank you, sir. Please celebrate that husband man. I can see Franklin. Yeah, what did you say you saw? You saw a man on the light bulb, or what did you say?
He said he saw someone.
I can see a boy on a stage shining, and a light is shining on him.
Okay, light is shining on him. Next picture, please. All right. Yes. Oh, please switch these mics on and leave it permanently on. Create solutions and solve problems on the earth. Yep. Yes.
I can see a boy crying under the spotlight.
You can see a boy crying under the spotlight. Do you want to say something? No. Okay. Yeah, so the boy's on stage. Yes, Tiara.
A light is shining on a boy.
The light is shining on the boy. Okay, all right, one more. Demi, did you raise your hand? Okay, no. All right, let's come to this side. One here, one here. Yes, let's go. What can you see? You see a boy?
A boy crying on the spotlight.
Okay, boy's crying on the spotlight. Okay. All right, thank you for that. Let's move on. Next picture. Hurry up. I should be done in 5 minutes. Yep. So just describe what you see. One here, one here. Please, somebody who hasn't spoken. Yeah, in front there. Thank you, children. I love these children. And then we have Jenna, and then we have you. Yes?
A girl that's on a spotlight.
Okay. And what do you think is the expression on the girl's face?
She's shocked.
She's shocked?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yes?
can see a girl on the spotlight.
See a girl on the spotlight, yeah?
Singing.
Singing. You think she's singing? Okay. Different vision. Yes, Gabriella. Go on. What can you see?
The girl's on the spotlight.
See a girl under the spotlight. Okay, thank you very much. And one more, because I've got other pictures to show. Behind you. Well done, Gabriella.
I can see a girl, like, singing.
See a girl singing? On that spotlight. You saw a girl shocked. This saw a girl singing. All right. May we see what God is saying. Next picture. Yes. Quickly, look for hands. Quickly. Yeah, Jenna. Oh, yeah. I was meant to call Jenna. Jenna, try this one. Please, feel free to come forward and take a closer look if you have to. You don't have to sit where you are. Just come forward and look at it. Yeah?
A boy under the spotlight, happy.
A boy under the spotlight and is happy. All right. Okay, give it to the person next there and next, the T-boys. Somebody here. Oh, Gabriella again. Let's go. We're going left, right. Yeah.
The boy is happy on the spotlight.
The boy is happy on the spotlight. Thank you. Yes. Next. Sorry. Quickly.
There's a boy, like, happy acting on the stage.
Okay, the boy is happy acting on the stage. Last one, and then we move. Okay.
I can see a boy dancing on the stage.
See a boy dancing?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy dancing, boy acting, a boy. Yes, go on, quickly.
I can see a boy posing in the spotlight.
Boy posing in the spotlight. Next picture. Quick, next picture. All right, just describe what you see. Yes, give it to Finn. What do you see?
I see the spotlight.
You can see a girl under the spotlight. What's she doing? Can you try and describe what you think she's doing? Come closer. Come.
Sitting.
She's what?
Sitting.
She's sitting?
Yeah.
Okay. I like your accent. Yes. Who else? There.
She's thinking under the spotlight.
She's what?
She's thinking.
Thinking. Under the spotlight. Okay. One more. Yes, you.
I can see her sitting and looking at.
She's sitting and looking
at the crowd or something.
At the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Last picture. Is there? All right. Tell us what you see, Gabriella.
I see a monster on the stage.
You see a man on the stage. A monster. Okay, what's the monster doing?
Smiling.
What do you think this monster is doing?
Like acting.
He's acting. Thank you. Yes. And tell me what you can see around the monster. I like the word monster. Even though I didn't see monster.
I can see a Yeti.
Like, you can see a?
A Yeti.
A Yeti. What's Yeti? So I don't get it. What's a Yeti?
A Yeti is like a snow monster.
That's anti-Yeti. Is that what you mean? She's Yeti. So I don't know what... That's the only Yeti I know. But yours is a Yeti. It's a mythological creature.
Yeah.
Okay, you see? They're all telling us based on what they have seen. Yes. I think that's the final picture. Is that the final picture? Yes, go on. No, either of you. I don't know. Decide.
Someone dressed in a costume.
Someone dressed in a costume.
Dancing.
Acting.
In the middle of a stage.
On the stage.
With props. A curtain. And people probably looking at him, laughing at him, thinking it's very silly.
Okay. All right. You want to say something? I see you're very eager.
I can see a girl on the stage, and the spotlight is shining on her, and she's smiling.
She's smiling. Okay. Do you think she's having fun?
Yes.
And look at, what are those things around her? Stars. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. All right, Oluwa, final, because I've got to close now. Thank you, children. Yes, go on.
I can see a lady waving in the spotlight.
You can see a lady waving at the spotlight. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Now, what you have seen is different acts when on the spotlight. So let's go back to the first picture. See, some of us, God's spotlight is on us. And please go back to the very, very, very first one. Okay? We're standing there, ready, and the whole world is waiting for us to start. Second picture. Is that the second picture? The spotlight is there, but you're not there. It's empty, waiting for you. Yes, go on. Are you ready to get on stage? Yes, quickly. I've got to get out of here. Who's taking the announcement? I'm done. It's not moving. Yeah, I said go to the first one. Go back to the first picture. See and become, okay? Yeah, go on. God's spotlight is on you. Go on. Empty stage. Stage is waiting for you. Quickly. Right? Are you going to take your place? There's a place that is actually waiting for you that nobody else can occupy. Next picture. Okay, what are you doing? Waiting while the whole world is still waiting for you. You're just standing there. Now, no, please bring that one back. You see, there's something ironic about this picture you're seeing. In spite of the light on that person, the person is still hiding in the dark. The light is on you, but you're not shining. Next picture. So where are you? Now, the light is on you rather than you performing, you are crying and complaining and waiting. Life is not fair. Still wallowing. You're not rising. You're not shining. You're crying, complaining. Yes? What did you say about her? Shocked. You're just standing there shocked. Please get to action and don't be shocked because God wants you to manifest. There's nothing to be afraid of. Yes, next picture. Here's the boy, happy to be on stage. Probably having fun, because that's what life should be. Yeah? Are you sitting down there? The girl looks like she's sad and she wants to give up. Start your picture. Let's go. Listen, that person, Yeti, is having fun. And for as long as you're doing what you were created for, look at those stars shining. You will be a star. The world is waiting for you. Thank you very much. I'm done. Please clap for these children.